and Larry in here, morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta beat the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was poppin', we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. In the business, Ricky Ruckus, the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shocking butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gap the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's 4-0, Nation 4-0. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah, this is my spot, yeah. Morning Madhouse, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. This is my spot, yeah. Morning Madhouse, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock.
Come on, man.
Morning Madhouse, don't stop.
Y'all know what they say. No, the Larry, the Morning Madhouse, clocking in for y'all one time. It's hump day. Welcome to hump day, baby. Welcome to hump day. Going to get up out that bed, man. A lot of folks got to get up, get their day started. Yeah, and a lot of y'all got to get up, get your day started, and go on in that living room and go on and pop open that work computer and get to work from the living room. Working from the living room, holler at the madhouse. Well, you don't got to worry about outside temperature if you're working from the living room, but if you do got to go outside, 34 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 54. Good news is sunshine in the forecast for the rest of the week and the rest of the weekend. So, and we're going to be in the mid-50s for the most part until, like, Saturday. And then we get to Saturday, that temperature going to drop back off. Boy, we're going to feel like January again. But, yeah, next few days, it's going to feel a little springish. You know what I mean? In the madhouse with me this morning, y'all. Say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Will?
I ain't nothing. How you doing?
Feeling good this morning?
I am feeling wonderful.
All right. Also in the madhouse with me this morning, y'all. Say what's up to comedian Bye Bye.
I say good morning.
Spartanburg.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Huntersville.
Good morning.
All the way back to Charlotte, America.
Good morning.
What's up, Bert?
What up, dude?
I'm good, man. Y'all right?
I'm cooling, man. How you?
I'm good, man. Welcome to the madhouse.
You know, appreciate it.
All right. Y'all know I did this story. You know, each and every morning at 7:40, it's the hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Mad. And, man, so yesterday on Larry Mad, I talked about Jake, I forgot his last name, Jake A, something with an A. But he's the guy who was seen in the Capitol building with the horns on and with a spear and his bare chested open. So he got arrested, and he was refusing to eat in custody because he said, you know, he wanted organic food, and he was not going to eat until he got organic food. And, you know, I was like, boy, you ain't no damn organic food. You can hang that up. Well, they proved me wrong yesterday. The judge has granted Jake, he has granted Jake the privilege of having organic food while he's locked up. When this one came down yesterday, I said, what, look at this. What type of privilege is this? You get to pick what kind of food you can eat in jail now or while in custody? I mean, hell, they did arrest a serial, a violent killer and feed him Burger King, so, because he was hungry.
Who's surprised?
I ain't gonna lie, Burpee, I was surprised by this. I was, because I've never heard of anything like this. Like, you know, you have a special request for, I'm not going to eat unless I can eat organic food. Or, I mean, like, somebody commented where somebody sent me a DM and was like, bro, this is absurd. They was like, because, you know, Muslims get locked up and they feed them pork or they offer them pork. And they be saying, you know, they say, well, we don't eat that. And they like, well, you just don't eat. Now, all of a sudden, this guy gets locked up and he wants organic food and he get it. Come on, man.
Did we think that the privilege stops in jail and in prison?
Yeah, it's about jail and prison. You get privileges revoked, Jessica. They get them revoked. They're supposed to be revoked.
We do.
All prisoners supposed to have them revoked. I'm mad about this all over again.
I'm not surprised. I'm like, Burp, I'm not surprised.
And in other, I don't give a damn news.
A lot of people cared about this one, Burp. They was hot. This is.
To be completely honest, I don't think that a lot of these people that they're arresting are going to catch serious charges like they should for the extremeness of their crime running up in the Capitol building. And to know their plans and what they have on them, I don't think that they're going to get punished the way that they should. I really don't. I have no faith.
People stupid. You know, if you mad at somebody, you don't run up on them where they work at or in a federal building. Do like we do. Catch them at the grocery store.
Now, I'm more like on site. Anywhere we see them at when we mad.
On the street somewhere. Anywhere. That's like running to the police, to put the police department and trying to fight somebody outside the police department. It's stupid.
I mean, they're saying that they're unraveling plans of, like, they wanted to kidnap Pelosi and hang certain members. Mm-hmm. And I mean, now they're talking to police officers from the Capitol who were involved in it. I saw a report that said that, three members of Congress, I believe, were involved in this.
Well, what happened is, They caught one of the guys, or one of the guys that was in there, and he in there singing like a bird. He is telling everything that he knows. And even with the senators involved, he's talking about them as well. So, yeah, this plan was, it was a little deep.
Yeah, but like I said, it's so extreme. I don't see these people. The man who was sitting in Pelosi's chair, he's facing 11 years in prison.
He probably gonna get probation.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, like,
he probably gonna get probation. 11 years? You think they gonna give him 11 years for putting his foot on the desk of Nancy Pelosi?
And stealing her mail? Like, I have no faith.
Probation! If that.
Bye-bye.
He might get community service.
Not community service.
Bourbon, they just gave a man not any type of food, but organic food. You know how expensive organic food is, Bourbon? Is this where my taxpayer dollars is going?
They'll make an example out of one or two of them, but the rest of them, nah.
Maybe. Well, yeah, I'm mad about it again, because I didn't foresee that coming, but whatever. All right, today's inspiration of power word of the morning belongs to Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Forward Community Church.
Good morning, I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Ever played with a jack-in-the-box? You know that little box-shaped toy with a handle on the side that plays music when you wind it up? And after a few seconds, surprise, out pops the clown-like figure? That's the fun of the toy. It's getting the jack that was stuffed in this itty-bitty tiny box to suddenly appear. You know, sometimes our lives can feel like a jack-in-the-box, pressured, influenced, or forced by the circumstances of life or by the people around us into a box we feel we can't get out of. We get stuck in a place God never designed for us. What do we do when this happens? Well, here's two things that I've learned. First, connect with God through prayer. Spend intimate time with Him and receive direction and guidance. Secondly, stay focused on the mission. I don't allow others to dictate my life. I continue to pursue what God has called me to do. Remember this, a jack-in-the-box was never designed to stay in the box. Otherwise, it would be no fun. And you were never designed to live life in a box. So don't be a jack-in-the-box. Be a jack out of the box. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis. This has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Basically what he was saying was, stop being a clown-ass Negro. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, 6:05, 5 minutes out to 6 o'clock, and it's time for that Madhouse question of the day, hashtag MHQOTD.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about who?
All right, Madhouse Nation, your Power 98, your Madhouse question of the day is being brought to you by the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. MLK Prayer Breakfast. You can join us as we commemorate the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. at the 27th annual YMCA of Greater Charlotte MLK Holiday Celebration featuring Martin Luther King III. It goes down Monday, January 18th at 9 a.m. You can watch online. Absolutely free. So grab the entire family and check that out. Log on to power98fm.com for all of those details. Today, we want to know, according to you, in your opinion, what is the worst smell ever? You're like, this is just disgusting.
The worst smell ever? Throw up. Like, throw up will make you throw up. So, like, throw up. Ugh. Like, ugh. And then, especially depending on what the person ate, oh my gosh. Yeah, like either drunk throw up or just drunk throw up is the worst.
Not drunk throw up.
Cause it's liquor. It's usually liquor mixed with what you ate, and then if you smoke, all that come. Drunk throw up. That's what I'm gonna go with. Just.
And I'm a very, very, you know, I'm very big on smells. Very, very big on smells. But the one that immediately comes to mind when I think about this question is the paper mill.
Paper mill?
And the reason why I think about that is because when I drive home, I have to drive through Franklin, and there is a paper mill in Franklin, and it smells horrible. Like, you immediately have to roll your windows up, and you know that you are in Franklin because of that paper mill. Mm. It smells horrible. It is horrible.
Ew. A landfill.
I've never smelled a landfill.
Never driven by a landfill? When it's, I don't know what they do sometimes, but it's like they open up a landfill sometimes. I guess they put new trash in, or maybe they have too much trash, but you can smell it from however far away without even riding by it or driving by it. And it is, that is one of the worst smells I have ever smelled in my entire life. Mm. It's just in the air. And you just, I hate the way a landfill smells.
Mm.
Disgusting.
And you know what else is a terrible smell? If you have been over there on the way to South Park Mall over there by Tavola, the little sewage smell over there.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, it stank over there.
Woo-hoo. Sitting water.
Yeah, sitting water stank too
water.
Much.
Yeah, funky.
Yeah. Yeah, sitting water is funky. You know what else smell I hate? No. You know, have you ever left your clothes in the washing machine too long?
Oh.
And you pull them out, and then, like, you might end up drying them, and they still got that milk.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Oh, no.
You got to wash them things.
No. Yeah, I had to wash them again. But
I know that my clothes have been sitting in the washer, you know, for longer, they will not even make it to the dryer. I'm washing them again, and I'm throwing in extra soap powder.
I've done that, all that. So I had left the clothes in the washing machine one time, and I didn't take them out, and the wife removed them and put them in the dryer, and then I actually put a shirt on out of.
Oh, boy, you smell yourself.
Oh my god,
you smell yourself.
Oh my god, I hate it.
I'm just sitting there like, I know I took a shower.
Yeah, I'd be like, damn. Oh, did you realize? Oh, this me?
No, I've done that before too.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It's so funny.
That's that one smell. You'd be like, I don't even want to go around nobody. Do y'all smell
you
that
be sitting
on me?
There, I've done that with a.
Do you smell that on me?
I've done that with a wife beater before.
Oh yeah. You know what?
Because I knew it wasn't my shirt.
Yeah.
And I kept smelling it. I'm like, what the hell?
And you
is
know what,
Burpee?
Your undergarment, like I wear under t-shirts or under a wife beater. Man, they are the worst. Because it's like it's all on your skin. Like you can just feel it in your skin. That's terrible. Women do that. Women do have like an item that they do that with. Just like you might mess around and put it on and be like, ooh, this ain't fresh today.
I mean, your bra.
Your bra, for real?
Yeah. You you might be like, nah, I can't.
You're gonna think that stinking ass, bro.
It's the same thing.
I feel you.
It's the same thing for like an undershirt for a man. Yeah. I mean, it's the closest thing to your body,
right.
And so
you're gonna smell it all day.
Ooh. Yeah, but like I said, I'm really, really big on scent, so I'm
Oh God, how do we get in on this one?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at Just Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780. What is the worst smell ever?
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Mad Out on Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to get his no cap.
All right, so you know the top of the year means Girl Scout cookies. And if you have been preparing to hand your wallet over for some Thin Mints, we're going to do things a little differently this year. The Girl Scouts of the United States of America announced that this year's cookie sales will be sold solely online. And that is to avoid the spread of COVID-19. Now, that's not all, y'all. check this out. Listen up. In addition to that, the Girl Scouts have also announced a partnership with Grubhub. That's right, people. They're going to be delivering Girl Scout cookies to you. You can go on Grubhub and order your Girl Scout cookies.
I'm still mad at Girl Scouts.
I mean, seriously, you can do this on February 1st. Are you going to be ordering Girl Scout cookies on Grubhub? Well,
no, and I'm still mad at Girl Scouts because they need to announce a partnership, a better partnership with the girls that sell the Girl Scout cookies, because I feel like they're getting over for all that hard work that these parents and these children do, and they don't get a percentage like that. Nah, I need the Girl Scouts to do a better job.
I talked
about this last year, Jessica. Mm-hmm. This should be against the labor laws. You know how many of them girls, how many cookie boxes? I researched this last year. You know how many cookie boxes they sell, and they don't get any girls nothing but like 2%. Hell nah.
Yeah, I was a Girl Scout and I sold quite a bit of cookies.
And how much money you got from all the
It wasn't up? The money. I won prizes. I won trips and things of that nature. So as a kid, like, I was excited about those things. You don't remember selling things in school and winning like a sticker book or something?
Nah.
You don't remember doing that?
Sell stuff
you used to get a little...
Yeah, and as a kid...
At the time, we thought it was cool.
As a kid, you were like, yes, this is exciting.
But as an adult, you realize that they was
pimping. Well, as an adult, I'm not a Girl Scout.
But you realize these kids is getting pimped, and I need a better way.
Not pimped.
No, they get pimped, Burpee.
Part of the kid
I go out here and sell 500 cookie boxes, and all I get is a trip to Discovery Place. Get the hell out of here. I'm not for it.
Nah. What you want there?
Huh? Yeah, exactly.
I want a better partnership with the Girl Scouts and the girls that sell the cookies. That's what I want, Burpee. That's what I'm here for.
Well,
All right.
What troop are you in so that we can send some complaints your honor?
My girls is not participating in Girl Scouts. They would not be pimped by the pimpation of the American
pimpation.
Nation. The pimpation of the American nation. They would not be pimped by it. My girls is not in Girl Scouts.
Shout out to the Hornet's Nest.
if they sell us some cookies, I would like to buy some.
Over there.
I'm a support them.
They do a lot of great things in the community. So shout out to those Girl Scouts.
But if your daughter sells some cookies, I buy some to support her. But just know that I feel like she's getting paid.
Well, you can order them online, or you can order them through Grubhub.
So if you order online, do you still get to pick like a particular person that it goes to?
Yes. So because I've already had some of mine. Yeah. I didn't know about the Grubhub partnership until yesterday. I was like, oh boy, this is huge. But I do have a lot of friends who have daughters, and normally what I do, because you want to support all of them.
Yeah, if you can.
I will buy them a box of cookies. I'm like, I'll send you the money. You pick a box of cookies for yourself. And each website is attached to a young lady.
Oh, that's what's up.
So, like, they have their own links so that they still get credit for it.
I'm still mad, though, but that's what's up.
I'm Miss Jessica, girl next door. That's your nosy neighbor news.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie,
to that. To my working ladies. It's B-Town, baby.
No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. Would like to shout out the ladies and the single moms. Now your efforts don't go unnoticed. Without you, baby, we hopeless. Keep doing you in spite of remain focused.
To the beauties of Queen City. Gastonia, your rock killing. I'm working up at the Sprinter. You doing it independently. Duke Power, her Mecklenburg County school teaching. And stay under the radar, overachieving.
When I'm on the grind, working all week. So you the real MVP. You can have anything you want to, cause you work hard, you got your own loot.
Everybody knows she working and she grinding, working and she grinding. Everybody knows she out working and she grinding, working and she grinding, working and she grinding. Everybody knows she out working and she grinding.
Power 98 WPG is No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Working Woman Wins. And what we got for today, Ms. Jess? What
All right.
To the ladies about?
So, today, ladies, we want you to chime in having this conversation. And just to get straight to the point, does your mate, your significant other, whoever it is, do they know your cycle schedule?
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
ladies, is it important for your mate to know this information?
I'm not a female, but I would definitely say you should. Like, as a man, I think you should know your mate's cycle. I think you should, you know, number one, it shows that you pay attention to your mate. Number two, you kind of know, like, okay, during that week, you know, she gonna be in a little mood. she ain't gonna, you know, you kind of know. Now, I used to be better than I am now, because now I don't know. It's all over the place. I don't know. I ain't gonna need to lie. I don't know. But I know back in the day, it used to be like, I used to love that week because it meant a little something extra for me.
Well, geez.
I mean, I'm just saying, okay. It did. A lot of prayer position.
All right. Do you know? This, and it's not only for like the woman in your life, but ladies, do you also feel like your mate should know that information for the daughters and in the household?
Yeah, I have no clue. For my daughter, I have no clue.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna come back to that.
I have no clue.
Burpee?
Huh?
Do you know the schedule for your wife or your daughters?
My phone tell me. They got an app for that.
I don't believe that.
Hold on, Burpee time out. What do you mean you have an
app for it though?
I know that there is an app for it.
I'm a female. You tell when they're supposed to be on.
I understand that. But do you have that app?
Yeah.
So you have the app for your wife's schedule?
Yes.
What about your daughters?
No, not for them.
So
I know it though.
So you know your daughter's schedule. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All of them are the same.
They're the same?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
No, it's not.
It's not weird.
It's not weird at all, because when women get together and they live together, ultimately they sort of sink.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for real?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So more than likely, your daughter and your wife will sort of sink, and it'll be around the same day. Uh-huh. I don't know why it happened. I don't know the medical science. I don't even know if it's a real thing. I just know that it does happen, because when I've had female roommates, we sink. And it's you know, like,
that's deep.
People, yeah, it happens.
You taught me something this morning.
But it leads me back to this question.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Because No Limit Larry, you get on my nerves. Because you said that you know it used to mean a little something extra for you.
Yes.
So that leads me to ask you, like, is the only reason you know your wife's schedule is due to sexual activity?
5-7-0-W-B-G.
Because you said you don't know your daughters.
Toll free to Carolina's 1-800-525-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0- caught up yet.
That means she's had at least 12.
Probably.
Is it not important to you to know your daughter's schedule?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Did you say you want the ladies to call in? Why are you talking to me?
Because you offered up this information.
You said you want the ladies to call
you
in.
You went to the ladies to call
in. You got too much mouth, Larry. You got too much damn mouth.
Did you say you want the ladies to call in?
Yes, of course we do.
Call in, ladies. 570-WPEG. What is the question for the ladies?
Ladies, we want to know, does your mate know your schedule or the schedule of your daughters in your life? And is it important for them to even know that information?
Your cycle.
Okay. Yeah.
Came with the gang. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 to 10 a.m. on Power 98.
We jumping back on Working Woman Wednesday. Ladies, we talking to y'all today about your cycle. Does your mate know your cycle? And is that important to you? 570-WPEG, 1-800-525-0098. We back on Working Woman Wednesday.
She go to work every day just to get the bills paid. Monday through Friday and sometimes on the weekends. Whatever she gotta do, she gonna do it. Gonna get to a check. Hold up, now listen to this. It is working woman Wednesday. Working woman Wednesday. Yeah. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Can't forget about Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Can't forget about Wednesday.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is a Working Woman Wednesday, and what we talking to the ladies about today, Miss Jessica?
Today, ladies, we want to know, does your mate, your significant other, know your cycle schedule? And is it even important for him to know this information?
Good morning.
He does, and more so because it changes like every couple months, just like Jessica was saying. It does start to sink. My oldest daughter, she doesn't start yet. She's only 9. Mm. But my husband does know it, and I don't know if it's for his something extra, but I know he does know it.
Let me ask you this. Would you be disappointed if he did not know? Like, is that important to you?
Not too much. I would more be disappointed if he was just, like, when he did realize it was on, if he would just, like, be inconsiderate towards it.
Right. Right. Papa Daddy, good morning.
I don't feel like a man should know your schedule.
You like, don't think that they should know it. Why is that?
No, because, like, it's not important to me. And being that I'm irregular, like, maybe to give me a reason to, like, be an extra bitch. Like, for certain days or whatever. And then I come around and I'll be like, I'm on my period. That's why I make it like this. So, I don't need you to know.
Wait, so you said it's not important to you. How many kids you got?
I have 2.
So, yes, you don't want him to know your schedule because sometimes you want to act like a bitch. But you might not be on your schedule.
Yeah.
I mean, on your cycle.
On purpose?
Yes.
So you want
to. What's wrong with you?
She want to lie a little bit. It's okay. She's going to lie.
No, it's not. What is wrong with you, ma'am?
A little lie.
No, don't you do that to me just because you want to be, you want to act simple on some day.
Thank you, baby. Pot out of here, good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
I got an answer for you.
Go ahead, baby.
Okay, so yes, it's very important, and my mate is my spouse. He does know the cycle, and he does have some goodies, just like you, Larry.
See what I mean?
On that week.
See, Justin, and,
it's important because I also get some goodies, and so he knows when to not participate in those goodies.
Grow up, fellas.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have children?
I do. Do you have daughters? And thank you, Jessica. No, I do not have daughters.
Okay.
However,
okay.
I do have an answer to that other question because I have worked with several ladies on the job, mm-hmm. and we do sometimes get on the same cycle, yeah, but I do not have daughters at home.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's crazy. I never knew that. Y'all educated me this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Thank you, baby, for calling and being a freak like me.
Thank you.
Y'all, Jessica, you definitely educated me this morning. I did not know, like, women could actually end up in sync with their cycle if they all live together. I didn't know.
Which is why a lot of men, such as Burpee, probably go a little crazy because, you know, there are 4 women that are living in his house. He's the only man. Oh, and so when things like that do sink, because, you know, fellas give women a hard time when it comes to their cycle. They're like, but it's something that we literally cannot control. It's not a fun experience for us at all. You know, and it's nothing that we control. It's not like we're out here choosing to do this, you know. You know, for a lot of women, me personally, it's a very, very rough time in my life. It's painful. It is not fun at all. And so for, you know, if you have somebody in your life like that, and this, you're in a situation like Burpee, and you got 4 people in your house.
I lock myself up.
You're like, oh my God. Yeah. But this whole conversation came up with the guy who said to me the other day, he was like, you know, is it your time? He was like, hold on. And then he starts looking at the calendar. He was like, no, it's the little one next door's time. And he's like, hold on, I think y'all got y'all's weeks mixed up. And I was like, wait, whoa. What are you doing over there,
he
sir?
Knew what he was
looking
doing.
At calendars.
I'm proud of that man.
And I was like, okay. I always sort of figured that he knew.
Yeah.
But when he started putting them dates on the calendars, I was very, very shocked that he also knew the little one.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I was like, well, why do you know this information? And he said, because I need to know what's going on in my house.
That's a smart man. So, ladies, now y'all got some homework. Go home, ask your man. Hey, you know my cycle.
if it even matters to you.
Hey, listen, ladies, listen. I want y'all to record it and ask him and post his reaction and tag us in. Tag the Morning Madhouse at Morning Madhouse with two D's on Instagram.
And if he says yes, quiz him, sis. Yeah. Ask him for the dates.
Matter of fact, do it right now if you with him. Ask him. Video it. Hey, do you know my psycho? And record his reaction.
And please send it to us. Yeah. Yes.
This might be a good TikTok challenge. Hey, do you know my psycho?
All right, man.
What?
I better not see now video.
Bert, this might be a good TikTok.
No, it's not.
You see the one where guys are walking up to women and women are walking up to their man and they're cuddling them?
Yeah, the cuddle
challenge.
And
to see what the reaction is. So this probably might be a dope reaction video to see what the reaction is. Because imagine your wife coming up to you and asking you that. What would your reaction be if you don't know? You might lie and be like, of course I know, babe. And
what day? Come on. She's never asked me that before. So if she were to come up to me and ask me that, I'd be like, you late? What's wrong?
Which would be a great reaction that I would want to
right.
say.
Right. What you trying to tell me?
Please record this, ladies.
Get up. Ladies, tell them I woke up like this.
Today is for the ladies.
I woke up like this.
It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B.
Power 98.
Coming up inside the madhouse, we're going to let y'all shine, man.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real. I'ma tell a whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning, it's Cece, two C's, no E's.
Hey, Cece!
It's Wednesday. I want to shout out my dude, Mommy. Hey, I'm on the radio, I told you.
Cece, where you from?
Who, me? Oh, I'm from the country. Outside of Monroe.
You ain't even from Monroe. You from outside of Monroe.
What's the name of the city?
Poulter.
Poulter. Oh, we know what Poulter is. That's what it is.
No, I don't.
Hold it down, CC. CC at the Waffle House. Two C.
Power 98, good morning. You let somebody shine?
Yeah. I want to let LaVicious fucking shine this morning.
All right. Why you letting them shine?
Because I work with her, and what I was doing, I seen her, so I want to put her out this morning.
So it sounds like he's shooting his shot.
Yeah, it did sound like he was shooting his shot. He was trying to holler.
Hey, call back up here.
Good morning. What's up, Ahmad? Anybody else, Ahmad? Okay, anybody else?
Let's blast. Anybody
else? About
DJ
Shark. And who? DJ Shark. Okay, and who else? Okay, and
I didn't
catch this last two.
I didn't. He said Burger. Mr. Incognito?
I'm a good fellow.
And good fellow. Okay.
Trios.
Trios.
You already said Trios.
Ahmad, you got a song you want to hear today?
I missed that, Ahmad. I didn't catch that last part.
Okay. Thanks, Ahmad. Appreciate you, boy.
Thank you, man.
We love you, Ahmad. Thank you so much for listening. All right, Larry, I have three shines that I would like to do today. All right. I want to send the first shine to my little niece, Miss Kaylee Corpening, who is graduating from West Charlotte High School today. Congratulations, Kaylee. Play the drop, Larry.
It was stuck, man.
Don't do that to my
niece. It was stuck. I'm sorry.
I also want to send another shout out to my homeboy, Deshaun Westbrook, a.k.a. Sean Westbrook, a.k.a. HT. That's my nickname for him. He is now the head coach at Cox Mill High School, head football coach. Shout out to Sean, a.k.a. HT.
What up, dude?
And last but not least, I want to send a shout out to my sorors, the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Today is J13. It is our Founders Day. So happy Founders Day to all of the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated.
Happy Johnson! Your favorite Delta right there. And Jessica Davis. Yeah, I got to shine, too. I got to let...
No shade, Jessica.
No.
It's okay. Not a problem.
Don't do that. Shout out to Cece, young Cece, Dev's daughter from Block Love. Her daughter is also graduating today. And my cousin Fruit Loop is also graduating today. Shout out to
Fruit Loop!
Fruit Loop graduating today.
Come on, Fruit Loop!
They got that virtual graduation today for high school. What's up? Shout out to them. All right, man. Ms. Justin's dropping the Know the Neighbor News in about 12 minutes at 7:24.
Came with the gang. Came with the gang. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. 5:52, 10 a.m. on Power 98. It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
All right, coming up, I got your Nosy Neighbor News. YFN Lucci, boy, he is a wanted man and not for anything good. Got details about this story. Got an update about this Ashanti and Keisha Cole versus battle. We were talking about that yesterday, so I got an update on that. And Issa Rae, you know, she celebrated her birthday yesterday, but she is doing something new. What is she have on the horizon?
She actually tried to do somebody's hair. They said, you know, she always wanted to be a beautician, cosmetologist, and she actually did somebody's hair for her birthday. Okay.
She's great when it comes to TV and film and producing, so she's putting together, producing, not starring in, her first porn.
Why all your stories go to porn?
Huh?
Why all your stories go to porn? Well,
I said producing. She's not going to be in it.
But all your stories
really bad.
End up
her
with,
credit. When you see the credits at the end.
Okay.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
It's really bad when No Limit Larry says that to you.
What are you trying to say, Jessica?
Really
what are you alluding to, Jessica?
Well, remember the shade that you threw at her earlier?
She just tried to throw it back. She tried to throw it back.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? This is Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Wednesday, January 13th. YFN Lucci is a wanted man, according to Atlanta's Homicide Union. They're looking for the rapper on charges of felony murder, aggravated assault, participation in criminal street gang activity, and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. Now, check this out. Lucci is suspected in being a part of a shooting incident that left one man dead and another one injured in Atlanta last month. Two people have already been arrested in connection with the incident, but they still haven't been able to find Lucci. Currently, a $5,000 reward is being offered for information on his whereabouts or any other information to help in this case.
I know where he is.
Oh my God, I almost told Larry to turn your mic off. All right, the twice delayed Ashanti. The twice delayed Ashanti and Keisha Cole versus battle is finally happening, people. The official versus Instagram account confirmed that the ladies will be battling it out regardless of rain, sleet, hail, snow, whatever is going down on January 21st. They say thank you to everyone for being patient with us. We can't wait for this magical night with Keisha and Ashanti. Oh my God, Burpee.
All right.
Back up, man. All right. Issa Rae is launching her first online class. This series of 14 videos will detail her experience in showbiz, offering up priceless insight for creators and preparing them to break into the world of Hollywood. She says, I'm going to share with you my struggles and show you step by step how I made the transition from the internet to television and film. Fans got a laugh after a video of Mary J. Blige and Tyrese taking a picture surfaced on social media for her 50th birthday. Now, in this video, Tyrese and Mary are getting ready to take the picture. She sort of shifts her dress to show off her thigh-high split, and Tyrese reaches for her thigh. Mary turns into Monet real quick, and she's like, hey, don't do that. Don't do that. One fan wasn't impressed, saying, ew, that made me cringe. Why would he even try to do that? I'm going to post the video up on my Instagram story so that you all can check it out. Mary J. Blige sort of checking Tyrese at Hey Miss Jessica. You can check it out there. Happy birthday to Shonda Rhimes and the woman that is all over the blogs this week, Miss Lori Harvey. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Hey, Lord.
Jessica.
And you know it is time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry May.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad?
Mad.
Are we mad?
All right. Hashtag Larry Matt today has been brought to you by Dope Duffel. That's right. John Bonetta this Saturday at the brand new Dope Duffel store. It's located at 5430 North Tryon Street, Suite 11, right in Tyson's Beauty parking lot. She's going to be out there this Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. Come shop and get your Dope Duffel bags and apparel. Log on to power98fm.com for more information. All right. Today, Larry is mad at Stephen Thomas. And y'all probably like, Larry, who the hell is Stephen Thomas? Well, Stephen Thomas is a young man who received a Bitcoin gift back in like 2011, 2012. Well, now his Bitcoin gift has grown to $220 million. Guess what Stephen did? Stephen done forgot the damn encrypted password to get on there to get his $220 million in Bitcoin. Sir, how in the hell you gonna forget your encrypted password and now it's worth $220 million? The story goes that now, you know, they allow you 10 times. Stephen has two more tries to put this password in before it would just not let him in at all. He's already entered it 8 times. So he's got 2 chances left. Now, my thing is, how the hell you be so smart that you're dumb? So, like, if you got, like, something like this, like, you, with your money, and you put a password on it, you could write it down and put it somewhere. You could put it in your phone and lock it in your phone. Or you ever heard of a safe deposit box? You could have wrote the password down, put it in the safe deposit box, and you can't lose $220 million, Justin Burpin. $220 million!
He better call tech support.
He better call some damn body. He better call. Whoo, boy, you. Oof. Man, these people crazy. How do you loop? I just can't see it. Damn, Stephen. All right, man. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. $220 million?
No limit.
Turn that music off. And turn my music on. Today is Worship Wednesday. Larry. Today's word is being brought to you by me, Pastor Real. And why do they call me that?
Because you keeps it
100. Welcome to the congregation, huh? But I'm stepping out of the pulpit today, Larry and Jessica, because there's been some things on my mind. Now, I want you to turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Don't let the religion fool you.
Don't let the religion fool you.
run up on me if you want to. See what's going to happen.
Are we still repeating?
No, don't repeat now. I'm just talking. Okay. This is the word, okay? Run up on me if you want to. Huh? Because I got some things that'll make you jump back. Now, I'm a speaker for the Lord, but I can make you meet him too. Hello, I'm talking to somebody. Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Don't let the religion fool you.
Don't let the religion fool you.
Okay, I might lay hands, but I got hands too. Turn to your neighbor, say neighbor. Run up on me if you want to.
Run up on me if you want to.
It's real out here in these real Christian streets. Now I try to be as Christian as possible, but sometimes y'all make the man side come out of me. The worldly side. Now I try not to be secular. I try to be as religious as possible, but these people try me, Larry and Jessica, try me and they fail. Back up, Satan. I rebuke you in the name of the Father, Son, and Smith and Wesson. Turn to your neighbor, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Let me get myself together because I feel like Satan is trying to take a hold of me. But as long as I got God on my side and a bullet in the chamber, the doors of the church are now, Larry, go on.
Okay.
Get out of there.
And those for Burberry Stars. Think about it.
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickest.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
Hey, nosy neighbors, this is Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Ain't that me?
I'm sorry. Now we have to explain to the people. I'm sorry.
Gotta tell me when Jehovah's Witness go to church and ain't never been.
Hold on, time out.
Exactly.
Let me explain to the people what's going on. That is so not fair. So, last week we learned that Larry does not know the Lord's Prayer.
I do know the Lord's Prayer.
No, you don't.
How you gonna tell me?
Because you still ain't said it.
Just because I didn't tell you don't mean I don't know.
So,
you just said, Jessica didn't say it, and you didn't say it.
I don't
you
have
to say it, so you can remember.
I do not have to prove myself to a heathen. I do not have to do that.
You're talking to yourself. Look in the mirror.
So, we were in here, and we were discussing when was the last time Larry went to church, because Larry is a Jehovah's Witness.
I'm not. My mother is.
He grew up Jehovah's Witness.
And he said that he went to church with his mom last year. I said, when last year?
He said, like March or April.
And I said, you lied because we was in quarantine last year during March or April.
Quarantine when we went.
And Burpee said, you out here making up dates like what, Burpee?
Like October 35th.
I don't know, real month.
No, what did you say, though, about them going to church? What day you said they
Larry
go to church
said, on? You said that they go to church on Sunday.
They do. They go 3 days a week.
And I said that they go on Saturday.
And you've never been, right?
I have.
When?
I had friends that were Jehovah's Witnesses.
When I was younger, I went to church with my friends. They were Jehovah's Witnesses.
And they went on a Saturday?
They went on Saturday.
Can I ask a question? Burpee, when did Larry go to church again? When did he go to church?
October 35th.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie!
I ain't messing with y'all. We got a new segment coming up. Somebody trying to get told today, man. 2 Chainz, Mulatto, Quarantine, Thick. Somebody trying to get told today at Pound Out Here. KWPG, Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. We come back. Somebody trying to get told. We got a brand new segment inside the Madhouse call.
You trying to get chose. We trying to get somebody chose inside the Madhouse. And this person name is Michaela. Good morning, Michaela.
Good morning.
All right, we come back. We're going to see if we can get you chose, all right?
Okay.
You know the game. Don't be a lame. You know the game. Don't be a lame. You know the game and how it goes. We trying to get chose. Trying to get chose. Trying to get chose.
That's right, we're trying to get somebody chose today. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. It's the Madhouse Day Game. We're trying to get somebody chose. And today, we chose the person to get chose. Her name is Michaela. Good morning, Michaela.
Hey, Michaela.
Hey.
Welcome to No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And you decided to get chose today, right?
Yeah, why not?
Wait, what?
So my first question to you, Michaela, is what has your dating life been like so far?
My dating life has been fun, actually.
Hold on, Michaela. Hold on, Michaela. Yeah, before you get started, like, don't give us the whole, like, you know, political answers. Like, really, really talk to us, girl. We want to get you hooked
up. I've really been having a good time.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, I've been out here having the time of my life. There's some really fun guys out here.
So even during quarantine, your dating life has been pretty good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Miss Michaela. Are you interested in men, women, or both?
Men.
Men. Okay. So you're looking for a man.
Definitely got to put that out there.
Yes.
You're looking for a man. And my other question for you is, what are your three deal breakers? You like, I am not dealing with this from you.
Inconsistency. Like, lying is unnecessary, like, especially at this stage, okay?
Okay.
I don't know you anything. You don't know me anything. There's no reason to have any secrets for real.
Okay.
Like, there's just no need for it. And I really don't do games of any sort. I'm a very straightforward person.
Okay. No games.
None.
Okay.
All right. Now we would like to know, what is it that you do look for in a man? There's deal breakers. Okay, we get it. But what is it that attracts you to a man to make you want to go on a date with him?
Oh, somebody fun.
Mm. So you got
to
be fun.
You have to be willing to have a good time. Mm. I'm silly. And I want someone who's willing to be silly with me.
So what is your idea of a good time or a fun time? Like, you say you want a person or a man that likes to have fun. What is your idea of fun?
I can do anything from go-karts to a play. Like, we can go to an art museum, but we can also go play pool. It all depends on the person and the vibe.
Okay.
I'm looking for a good experience.
My last question before we get some guys on the line, and guys, if you're listening to this morning and you think you want to try to choose Michaela, 570-WPEG or 1-800-525-0098. My last question is, like, do you have an age range of guys? Like, you got an age range you would like to date?
29 to 35.
29. All right, guys. 29-35 now. 29-35. Call us up if you want to choose Michaela.
Now, they are also going to want to know, Miss Michaela, what is it that you do?
Okay.
What is your job? And do you have any children?
I have one child. Very proud of my baby.
Okay.
And I work as a brand ambassador.
Okay. That's what's up, a brand ambassador. All right. 570-WPEG, 1-800-525-0098. We trying to get Michaela chose. Fellas, if you're in between the age range of 29 to 35 and you'd like to choose Michaela, hit us up right now. We're going to see if we can get y'all chose together. Not enough. No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse. We trying to get somebody chose this morning. Her name is Michaela. Michaela, you still with us?
I am here.
Michaela, you said you're looking for somebody fun, a man in between the age of 29 and 35. You have one child, you're a brand ambassador, and you're looking for somebody to have some fun, right?
Yes.
All right, we got a guy on the phone. Good morning. Who is this guy on the phone?
Oh, it's your boy, D.
What's up, D?
What's up, Witch?
Yeah, I picked up.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm just chilling.
Okay, D. So,
At work, cooling.
Where you work at, D?
I work for myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm a real estate licensed man. I flip houses, stuff like that.
You flip houses?
Yeah.
That's what he said flip houses. I thought he said he was a pastor.
No, he said I flip houses.
Oh, okay.
All right. And also, how old are you?
I'm 30.
30 okay. years old. Okay. So this in the age range.
So Michaela said she likes a guy who likes to have fun. What would be your idea of a fun date?
My fun date would take her out on a date to see her. Take her out. What else? To see what's on her mind.
Okay. I got a lady.
Okay.
Open the door for her.
What would you take her? What would you take her to? Like, what would you take her on this fun date?
He's polite.
I'll take her Applebee's.
Applebee's? Okay, Applebee's is cool. You can have fun at Applebee's.
I enjoy a good quesadilla from Applebee's.
I love
that
dessert.
I'm trying to eat good in the neighborhood.
I love the Applebee's dessert myself. I love Applebee's.
And
dessert.
He is polite because he said he would open up the door for her.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. This is a very serious question because my sis Michaela got on here and she said she is not looking for a liar. She does not want a liar. I want to know, what is the last lie that you told someone?
Wow.
Mm.
What the last lie?
Mm-hmm.
I keep it 100.
That's good.
Go ahead.
So you don't lie.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Oh,
good answer, bro.
I don't lie at all.
At all.
I got a question.
Sounds like a lie. Go ahead.
You take her on a date. When you take her on your date, if you have $100 bill, if you have $100 tab, how much tip are you leaving?
This is important, bro.
If I take her out on a $100 date, how much I'm getting a tipper?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, tip the waitress.
No. How much are you going to tip the waitress? Yeah. Not her. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man.
Oh, weird.
Hold on, McKay. Hold on, sis. We got you.
Hold on. We got to take a break and come back.
What happened? Oh, did he cut?
We got to come back. Not him. Her.
Oh, McKay. Oh, McKay, don't be cussing.
We got to come back.
Give him time to think about it. He got to do some calculations.
Any more guys out there that think they might want to choose Michaela or they can beat this young man on a date? 570-WPT.
Come on, fellas. Y'all making us look good.
5250. He was doing good. Burby said going to take out on a nice date.
He said he was going to open up the door.
And he's going to open up the door for us.
Applebee!
Burby, he going on his budget. Everybody budget ain't Ruth Chris like you.
I ain't say Ruth Chris, but Applebee!
Come on, Applebee!
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
Best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 till 10 a.m. on Power 98.
It's how you
go.
You know the game. Don't be a lame. You know the game. Don't be a lame. You know the game and how it goes. We try to get chose.
We try to get somebody chose. Her name is Michaela. Michaela, you still with us?
I am here.
Michaela D is on the phone. D, you back on, D. What's up, D?
What's up? What to do? I'll get away to about $50.
You're going to give up $50
okay.
on a $100 tip.
Okay, 50%. Okay. 50%.
That's
okay.
Dope, D. Yeah, you better than me. I don't know if I'm going to give 50%.
He's tipping 50%.
So let me recap D for Michaela.
Okay, go ahead. Recap D.
Okay, so D is a real estate agent who also flips houses.
Mm-hmm.
He is 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know, for the first date, you know, they could go to Applebee's. He wants to try to get to know her.
Yeah, stop right there. Let me ask her. Michaela, are you cool with Applebee's on a first date?
No, Michaela,
not particularly.
Okay.
What would you like to go on a first date? No, don't tell me because I'm going to let the guys. I'm going to see what
you
guys
say. Don't tell them.
But you wouldn't be cool with Applebee's though. You did say that.
No.
Man. So, okay, Applebee's, but he also said that he was going to open the door for Michaela.
Yeah.
When they went, he says he's interested in just getting to know her.
Right.
You know, find out where she is, where, and you know, Michaela stated that one of the things that she is not interested in is a liar. And he said, I keep it 100 at all costs. And then he also said that he would give a 50% tip, a $50 tip for a $100 meal.
That's what's up. Michaela, does this sound like somebody that you would like to be chose by?
No, thank you.
Damn.
All right. Thank you.
I got another guy on the phone, Michaela. Hold on. Power 98, good morning.
Okay. Yo, what's up, No Limit?
What's up, baby? Who is this?
This is Troy.
What up, Troy? What's up with you?
Chilling, man. On the road driving.
So, Troy, what do you do for a living?
I drive trucks.
Okay. Troy is a truck driver.
How old are you, Troy?
34.
Just made it.
34? Okay.
Yeah. He is in there.
All right. So where would you take Michaela on the first date?
Red Lobster.
Okay.
Red Lobster. Cheddar Bay biscuits are banging.
Yeah, I mean, Red Lobster. Okay.
Seafood. Oysters are an aphrodisiac.
What would be your idea of a fun date? Because Michaela said she clearly wants to have fun. She wants nobody boring. She wants to have fun.
I like to go ride go karts. You know. Laser tag.
Oh, laser tag would be dope. Mm-hmm. Sound like a night at Frankie's.
Yeah. Dave and Buster's, you know.
Okay.
Or even more. Okay. You know, things like that.
That sounds like fun. Now, Troy, you're a truck driver. You drive trucks, which means that, you know, you're out there on the road a lot. You might not be able to spend as much time with Michaela. Tell me something that you would do to show Michaela that you are thinking about her while you're out there and you're driving those trucks.
Send her flowers.
Okay. Trump might be a little seasoned. He know he got a little game with him.
Send her flowers while you on the road.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Troy, Michaela has a child. Do you have any children?
No, I don't have no kids.
Oh, you got no kids. So, do you have a problem with a woman who has kids? Okay.
He done called up here. He better not.
No, there ain't no baby kid.
What if it is a baby kid, though?
Let me ask
you. We'll have to see how it worked out.
Let me ask both of y'all a question. I'm going to ask both this to Michaela and to Troy. Yep. Do y'all know how to play spades?
Yes, sir.
No.
So Michaela don't know how to play spades.
Michaela,
are you willing to play?
He said he'll teach you how to play. There it is.
It is.
Okay. And that, she sounds excited.
There it is.
So okay, hold on. Let me recap.
Go ahead.
Let me recap Troy. Jess. Troy
hold
is.
Hold on. Let's ask about that tip, though.
Okay.
Because, you know, I was in the mover business, and I know about tips. You know, we work hard for them tips. So, you know, $100 bill. I do probably a $30 tip.
Okay, that's pretty different.
$30.
I like that.
That's a reasonable, believable answer.
I ain't gonna believe thirty, but that's pretty good.
Right?
Okay.
I'm on the $20 range.
Go ahead, Burpee.
That was Larry. That won't be.
Go ahead, stop playing, Burpee.
No, that was Larry. That won't be. That was Larry. Yeah, blame Burpee. It was Burpee's fault.
All right, so Troy is 34 years old, no kids, drives trucks. He said that the first date would be Red Lobster.
Red Lobster. Mm-hmm.
He enjoys the Cheddar Bay biscuits there. He is a fan. But for fun, they can go to places like go-karting, mm-hmm. Frankie's, and things of that nature. And when for the tip, he's leaving $30 on a $100 bill. That's a good tip. And also, he says, you know, just to let her know that I'm thinking about her while I'm out here and I'm working hard driving these trucks, I might just send her some flowers just to let her know.
It sounds good.
You on my mind.
It sounds good.
What you think about Troy, Mr.
And
Taylor?
He know how to play spades.
And not only does he know how to play spades, but he's willing to teach
you how to play.
A lot of people ain't willing to do that.
No, they'll make fun of you for that, Michaela.
I bet with my wife 15 years, I ain't taught her yet.
He says he's willing to teach.
You a terrible man.
You wrong, Bert. Right?
Michaela, how do you feel?
You wrong. Y'all supposed to team up in spades.
Nah. I ain't got time for her to make me lose books. I ain't got time for
it. Y'all agreeing and stuff. Y'all all on the
Because that means that you can't teach her how to play. So do you really know how to play?
Hold on, Troy. You like that, Troy? You like that?
Troy, dude, he's backing up already.
You like that little comeback that she had?
Yeah.
So Troy and Michaela. So Michaela, does Troy sound like somebody you want to choose you?
If we can change the restaurant, I'm down.
Michaela, you driving a tough bargain on
these.
Hold on. Well, she said, you know, I'll let y'all converse. And, you know, this sounds like this is going to be a date. And y'all go on a date. Y'all come back and tell us about it.
We'll have to see. But listen, because she didn't say, you know, we're not going to put sis on the spot like that. She didn't say 100%. So, Troy, we'll exchange the information. But if there are any other guys that are like, hold on, Michaela
sound like she's trying to go to Capitol Grill on the first date.
And there are some guys that are out here.
We'll take her.
There are some guys out here that will take her to Capitol Grill. So, can we ask Michaela at least for her social media information?
Huh?
Can we ask her for her social media information? Like, do you have an Instagram page?
Yes.
Okay. So, maybe they can slide in the DMs over there.
Do you want to give out your Instagram page?
Sure.
Go ahead.
I have to spell it. Dang.
Well, go ahead and spell it. I mean, we comprehend spelling.
So, M-I,
Cricket you gonna let me?
Now go ahead.
Damn, man, shut up. That's what she's saying. Man, shut up.
Go ahead, babe.
MIKKI score Z with two E's. Body, BODDIE.
Do it one more time, Michaela.
Yeah, write it down, Josh.
Use a word with
Nikki,
the letters.
The body, MIKKI underscore THEE BODDIE.
Oh, Mickey the body.
Mickey the body.
BODDIE.
Oh, okay.
There it is. So, fellas, if you are listening out there and you heard Miss Michaela and you might be interested and you want to choose her or whatever, you can hit her up on Instagram. You can go ahead and slide in them DMs at Mickey the body. So that's at MIKKI underscore THEE. Underscore BODDIE.
That's one of the damn underscores. All right, thank you for getting chose today. When you go on this date, or you get a date from Madhouse, you come back and you let us know. We're gonna holler at you. You hold the line. And if you want to get chose, slide in our DMs at Morning Madhouse with two D's on Instagram. Morning Madhouse with two D's on Instagram. We trying to get somebody chose.
Don't be a lame, you know the game. Don't be a lame, you know the game. Don't be a lame, you know the game and how it goes.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what time it is. Time to play everybody's favorite game show. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
All right. You know how it goes, man. Black Smart Jeopardy Edition. This is how it's going down. Hey, listen, we give you a category. You select what category you want. If you get, we're also going to give you three questions. If you get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. If you do not, we ain't taking that hood black card. Jessica, what's your category today?
Song lyrics.
Burp.
Black foods.
Black foods.
Yes.
And my card category is rapper real names.
Jesus.
Rapper real names.
570. My questions from this week.
Yeah, 570 WPG. They've been in Burpee category.
Right.
Why they messing with me?
You did the black church and they still didn't know that.
So
I guess I ain't the only one that ain't going. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
All right. Let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
This is Sid, man. What's poppin'?
What's
hey,
up,
Sid?
What's good? I'm at work, too.
All right, Sid, we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. If you do not, we're taking that hood black card. You get to select your category. What you got, Ms. Justice?
Said, my category is song lyrics.
Burp.
My category is black foods.
And mine is rapper real names.
No, Lisa, you would be the one with something retarded, huh?
Rapper real names? You don't know the real names of these rappers.
Man,
nobody does. I'm going to give you the clue.
Okay. All right.
If you want that category, but what category you want?
So, let me get food in.
All right, burpee category. Go ahead.
Let me see.
Go
ahead, burpee.
This seasoning is used for chicken, fries, pork chops, beef, and it was mentioned by Kanye West in one of his songs.
Oh, shoot. Oh.
It's very specific to the black culture.
What is salt and pepper?
Oh, Jesus.
No. I want to know what song did Kanye West say. What that thing like salt and pepper? I don't know. You can stick with the same category, or you can pick a different category.
Oh my God,
man, let me get rapper real names.
Rapper real names. All right. I just recently had my seventh child. I date Floyd Mayweather's daughter. My real name is Contrell Golden.
What is what's that dude name? Yo,
it would be a who?
Who
but
is?
Who is NBA Youngboy?
You got it, bro. You got it.
All right.
Now, okay. You can stick with Larry's category.
Look at you getting the retarded category right.
It says a lot about me, huh?
You can stick with Larry. You can ask Ms. Jessica, or you can ask for food.
Let me get this job.
Ooh, child, let me give you a good one. All right. Okay. Hurricane Chris said it was so hot in the club that he had to take this article of clothing off in one of his song lyrics.
What
is so hot in the club, I had to take my shirt off.
Oh, nah. You were so close. Mm-mm.
No, that ain't no, it. No, no, that ain't it, dog. No. You were close, though.
Well, Larry, was he black smart?
He was funny. But he wasn't black smart.
Hell no. Hell no. Hell to the no.
And if you haven't caught on, that is the new way we are playing black smart. We are playing black smart the Jeopardy way.
It has been a struggle all week.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say?
All right, Madhouse Nation. Y'all know we drop it each and every morning. Your Madhouse question of the day. Hashtag MHQOTD at 605. And then at 925, we play back your responses. Ms. Jessica, what we talking to them about?
Today, we were asking you, in your opinion, what is like the worst smell?
Oh, yeah, they were going in on my page. Drake lady said, when you're driving up 49 in the Concord just before you make a left old turn on Old Charlotte Road, whatever's in the air over there, it smells the worst. Samaj Beauty said, chitlins. And I am KRL say, a recently opened, unwashed VJJ area.
Okay.
All right. Mildew clothes from P5. And we talked about that earlier. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll do clothes. Yeah, they get deep.
I am Renita Michelle says boiled eggs. Mm. J. Wright 3636 says bleached lunchroom tables. Call me Laffy Taffy Aina says a dead body.
Mm.
Peter Rabbit says sewer waste. And Wilmo's just being really, really disrespectful today. You know our buddy Wilmo? I don't know. I might have to call him and check on him. He's just being so disrespectful. He said the inside of Bray Boy during a game. Can you believe that he would say something like that? Can you believe he would say something like
that? Wilmo said that. I know he's talking about with Dust the Rust. Wilmo, I ain't going to do it. I'm not going to do you like that, Wilmo. That's all right.
Now, just, I got to call him. That's mistake. Just okay, so okay. Disrespectful. That's disrespectful.
Got a few answers on my page, guys. Let's see. Vomit was one of them.
Yes.
Baby throw up. Ugh.
Yeah. Baby throw up ain't really that stinky.
Give me 6 feet said chitlin.
Yeah.
Chitterlings. Ammonia. I am Gary said ammonia?
Ammonia can be, yeah. Skunk. Somebody said a skunk on my page.
Oh, ugh.
I ain't never smelled a skunk, though.
My daddy ran over a skunk one time because we used to have a skunk that used to come to the house when we lived in Virginia and eat our cat's food. And my dad just—I guess he was mad from work one day, and he saw the skunk leaving from the pool.
Oh, he done pulled no limit, Larry.
Drove down the hill and rolled over and killed the skunk, but it got on him. He had to take a tomato bath.
Ugh.
It was disgusting.
I've never actually seen a skunk, but I've been driving, and people have said, "Ooh, it must be a skunk around here."
I've seen a skunk in the zoo, but I haven't seen a skunk like out of the wild.
You saw a skunk in a zoo?
Yeah, they had skunks in the zoo. Look it up, Jessica. I don't know why y'all think I be making stuff up. Yeah,
well, now, hold on. Is it in an enclosed area or is it out?
It was in an enclosed area. It was like behind a glass.
Are you sure it wasn't a porcupine?
No, it was a skunk, boy.
Why the hell would a skunk be in a zoo?
I don't know. I didn't put the animals there. Man, you know
some animals just aren't worthy of being in a zoo.
I feel like a skunk is zoo worthy.
Yeah.
Look it up. Look it up, brother. All right, man. You know what I'm saying?
I want to go to the zoo and see a skunk.
Can you pet the skunk? No, that's brave.
No, oh, it's man. In the... Man, 704-227-8780. What y'all talking about today?
Oh, good morning, mad guests. Crazy old house. Honey, y'all be tripping. Y'all be on one. Talking about this the worst smell in the world. The worst smell in the world to me is Mr. What the Hell when he wake up, that morning breath. Ooh, it would knock you down the street like Mike Tyson punch you in the jaw or something. But even worse is when he been over and grabbed them ankles, whether it's clean or unclean. Ooh, his butt is stinking. But I still clean them up, though. Oh,
this is Mr. What the Hell. The limit. Well, I guess me and you better know something. Don't you know they work the way out to get that privileged ass white boy that organic food he needs? Look here, I say every black person that ever been arrested for assing need to go to Arizona and protest immediately. Y'all didn't get no choice of what y'all wanted to eat. Y'all black ass had to eat whatever they gave y'all, and y'all don't know what the hell they gave y'all. And everybody knows. No Limit Larry. Step foot over the threshold of the house of the Lord. That damn church of kiss on fire. That damn meeting ain't nothing but old damn meeting. But what I can say is No Limit Larry is doing good for the hood. Yeah.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What the hell is going on?
All right, nosy neighbors, it's Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your nosy neighbor news for Wednesday, January 13th. YFN Lucci is a wanted man, according to Atlanta's homicide unit. They're looking for him on charges of felony murder, aggravated assault, participation in a criminal street gang, and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. Now, here's exactly what they're saying that he's a part of. He is suspected of being a part of a shooting incident that left one man dead and another one injured in Atlanta last month. Two people have already been arrested, but they still haven't been able to find Lucci. And they're offering a $5,000 reward for any information about his whereabouts or anything that can help them with this case.
$5,000?
Burping.
Mm-mm.
They are not now.
We snitching on these people at the Capitol. It ain't just for them. At least these people offer money.
Don't you call up there with no information. I saw him on BET. Don't you do that. Don't you do that.
I'm just saying.
All right, this twice delayed Ashanti and Keisha Cole versus battle is finally happening. The official Instagram account for Versus confirmed that the ladies will be battling it out regardless of rain, sleet, hail, or snow, and it's going down on January 21st. Now, here is why I'm a tad bit concerned, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch the battle. I mean, I wasn't asking for this one, but I will watch this one.
I don't think
but it's actually the day after the inauguration. And as we're prepping for everything that potentially might happen, hopefully it doesn't, knock on wood, might happen, I wonder if things get very, very crazy, will they have this versus battle on the 21st? Because it's the day after the inauguration.
I don't think nothing crazy going on. This is just me. I know what they're saying that people are planning to do, but I don't think nothing. I don't think they're going to run up on the inauguration and be like, no, we want the presidency back. But I think it's going to happen. Everybody going to be back to their heartbroken ways. Oh, this song reminds me of when I got cheated on.
Mm-mm. All right. Well, Issa Rae is launching her first online class. The series of 14 videos will detail her experience in showbiz. It offers up priceless insight for creators and prepares them to break into the world of Hollywood. She says, I'm going to share with you all of my struggles and show you step by step how I made the transition from the internet to television and to film. I'm actually interested in this one. Not that I have interest in like directing movies or anything like that, but I'm would be interested to see Issa Rae. I like Issa Rae. I like what she does. So right. I'd just be interested in seeing her teach this class.
It sounds like it's going to be a good thing. It's going to be dope.
Yeah.
And I just love Issa Rae.
Yeah. And also fans got a laugh after a video of Mary J. Blige and Tyrese taking a picture surfaced on social media. It was for her 50th birthday. Now, in this video, Mary and Tyrese, they're getting ready to take a picture, and she sort of shifts her dress to show off her thigh split, and then Tyrese sort of reaches for her thigh, and Mary's like, hey, nope, don't do that. She sort of turned in Monet. If you all want to see the video, it's up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Happy birthday to Shonda Rhimes, Lori Harvey, and shout out to all of the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta as we are celebrating our Founders Day. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl named Joy. That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Power 98.
Coming up, we are roll calling. You can roll call with me at Hey Miss Jessica.
Or me on my new page at Just Burpee.
There it is. Roll call with us. It's coming your way around 9:50.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.